This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I thought about talking about this for two reasons: hair and the food. So on a recent trip to the beach, I did find hair in my food.
Ugh.
And this was, though, prior to taking the first bite. When I noticed that my shrimp platter was sporting a comb over, I said, hey, I sent it back.
Okay.
Told them I wanted another one. They gave no problem. They did it. No problem.
Sounds about like what you would do. You just send it back. Yeah.
I didn't make a big deal out of it. I didn't flip out. I didn't go yelping on them. I can understand how it can happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I'm out once I find it. But now, let's take it a step further. You're a quarter of the way in to your meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you spot the hair in there.
So that actually happened to me a couple weekends ago. Went to Mickey D's, the one we don't ever go to in Kernersville. We finally went to it. Picked it up, went to our in-laws to eat, and I had sausage gravy biscuit. And about halfway through, I find a hair. Now, I went to beauty school, and ever since then, I'm just like, oh, hair, okay, bye. And I just keep eating. It doesn't bother me that bad. I know it sounds super gross, but I'm just like, whatever. I know what's in a hair. It's like, how dirty is it really?
Mm-hmm.
And so I kept eating. Now, it wasn't until I got to the end and found another hair that I was like, oh, okay, I'm done. Like, two hairs, and I was good.
One's one thing, two's another.
Yeah. I was like, did I eat one, too? Oh, God.
I think there's really two reasons you get, or two things you got to look into. One, how good is the food you're having? Two, how long is the hair? If you got one of those that
my length, can you imagine,
wraps and curls itself around your chicken marsala,
Crystal Gale length hair?
Yeah.
This looks like a Crystal Gale hair. Somebody, is this your Crystal? Is this yours?
She's in the back. Hey. That would be the only, other than that, nah, don't worry about it.
Well, in my night table reading stack was an article that said that, and this is recent, 1/3 of people said, I just keep eating.
Yeah.
I don't blame them.
I get them.
I just keep on rolling.
Yep.
What are you supposed to do, you know? Especially if you get the food and take it home. You can't take it back. You just going to trash it and waste your money?
You're probably so hungry by then. You're like, oh, man, I'll just power through it.
Yeah. Just get it, toss it to the side, and chow down.
Just over half said they'd stop eating immediately and either send it back or just not eat it. Because there are people who are afraid to send food back because they're afraid of what will be done to their food by the server or by the kitchen staff before it comes back.
Oh, you're going to send it back? Watch this.
That's why you have a strong woman with you. Because one, you're going to get that plate sent back. But two, if it comes back and it is something up with it, she's going to let the whole restaurant know.
Thanks. You're never going to know that, though.
Thanks, Kelsey. That's her. She's the one that I'll be like, no, it's okay. And she'll go, hey!
That's me and Danny do all day long.
10% of the people said, it's no big deal. Whatever. I'm going to keep on plowing through this thing because I'm starving. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
But yeah, for me, I'm out. But I was surprised that in today's germaphobe world, 1 in 3 goes,
it's just
I'm hungry.
Hair.
I'm rolling.
It's cooked in there. It's all right.
What?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.